Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Carpet One show in Texas, and I'm with Kathy Buchanan, the owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Kemp. How are you? It's been a long time.
It has been. I always love to talk to you because you help tell our listeners some great nuggets about how to win in this business. We have a single store outside of Detroit, and how's business in 17?
Well, actually, we're about the same as we were in 2016. I didn't reach my goal, but that's okay. We didn't fall below. Mm-hmm. So we're up about 1%. So everybody here was like, you're up. Why are you frowning? I was like, because I didn't meet my goal. But you know what? Now I have something to shoot for in 2018. And I think the pulse so far for January is going to get me there.
How high were you aiming? What were you shooting for?
I was shooting for $6 million.
Oh, okay.
And I was shy $450,000.
All right.
So my staff needs to pump it up a bit.
Wasn't the market a little soft in the first half last year?
Actually, the first half was fabulous. Okay. Where we fell below is the middle of November all the way through December. It's like the faucet turned off, and that's not usual in our store. We can normally carry ourselves till December 15th, 10th to the 15th, and I don't know where everybody went. I think they were hibernating.
Well, don't they say once the tree goes up that the people don't want to decorate anymore?
Well, yeah, that's why normally we have till the 10th or the 15th. People, don't always put their Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving, but I guess they did this time.
Yeah, okay, interesting. A couple of things I wanted to ask you. We'll get to the show in just a minute, but just more on your business. You know, I know you do real well. You focused on marketing, promotion, and you're an independent retailer, and you're up against the home centers. You're up against this floor and decor and these other category killers. How do you think that you win, especially when you have to compete with organizations like that?
Well, we have a story to tell that those big box stores don't have, and it's a heritage story. My parents started the business in 1968, so this year, 2018, we're 50 years old. Home Depot can't say that. Lowe's can't say that. Flooring Decor can't say that. And we have a company in the Detroit area, the Carpet Guys. They can't tell that story. So that is one thing that we have that defines us differently from the rest of the competition. Our showroom is beautiful, and we have a showroom. So customers can come in and see that the selection is vast. They will see a professional staff. They will talk to that staff. That staff can also go into the consumer's home. A lot of the box stores don't do that. You go into the store, but you don't see the same person coming out to your house that we do. We have amazing promotions, thank God, to Carpet One. We have financing so we can compete that way. We have every tool that the consumer needs, but what we have is a friendly smile besides that. And that's a big difference.
So people like to buy from people, don't they?
They do. They do. I do.
Yeah. So talk about this in-home. How much of that do you do? Do you do a lot of in-home?
Well, you have to. In order to compete today, you have to. We love to probe the client when they call into the store and find out about our store and ask if they'll come in, if we'll go out to their house. We can start there. You can only bring so much on based on what the consumer tells you, and we might hit it right on the target, and then we might fail. At that point, it's a wonderful welcome to come into the store and let them know what we have to offer. It's 10,000 square feet of offerings to the consumer in our showroom.
Well, let's pivot on that a minute. I talked to you last year, and you were gutting the place. You were under construction. I could actually hear hammering in the back. So you completely redid your showroom, and I think you went long with things like Karastan. So talk about what's going on there with your showroom.
Yes, so we have actually increased, since I last talked with you, besides the Karastan department, we've increased our luxury vinyl flooring collection. And it seems like I'm going to be doing a little bit more of that after today's introduction to some of our new products with the rigid core collections and shrinking our laminates for life display and kind of reversing it in a smaller footprint for laminate and a larger footprint for LVT. So the next time we talk, I might be pounding again in my showroom and increasing a little bit more hard surface.
One of the things that came out this morning was this Destination Carpet One, and basically it's a presentation around if you really make your showroom a wow showroom, you enhance the consumer experience. They were talking about some members who had done that and then were increasing sales by 13%, so there's a lot of credibility to that, isn't there?
Oh my goodness, it was Cindy Cat's store. And I had seen pictures of her showroom prior, many, many years ago. And I had the opportunity to visit her store when we did the Tunnel to Towers race in New York City. And oh my goodness, it's stunning. It's beautiful. It sets a standard for all Carpet One stores. And you know, the most important thing, the consumer walks into this store and they say, this is where I want to buy my floor. These people have to know what they're doing. And the selection is amazing. It's very neat. It's very precise. It emits professionalism. Their numbers are up 11%, you know, across the board. Their numbers in vinyl are up about 15%. Luxury vinyl flooring up, I don't even remember the number. It goes to say that the presentation of your showroom, whether it be a Destination Carpet One showroom or not, freshen up your paint, freshen up your showroom display floors, put your samples away, vacuum the floors, put smiles on your sales associates' faces. Put your showroom, like, are you going to buy, would you buy from your showroom? That's how you have to make that presentation.
Okay, so this morning we spent 4 hours in this general session, and they told us a whole lot of news about things they were getting into. Do me a favor and tell me, you know, as you think back through what they talked about, a couple of the biggest highlights of what you think's most newsworthy this year.
Most newsworthy? Well, we talked about mattresses. Yeah. That's something that was introduced by Scott Wheeler. Don't ask me if I'm going to do that. I don't know. I can't answer that. But that was something exciting. We had Education Day yesterday, and I loved the one of the breakout sessions that I went to was creating email, whether it be newsletters or thank yous. It's kind of like constant contact. Yeah. So I really like that because I don't have a whole lot of time, and it's worth the investment that I would be making, and it's very easy to walk through and send those emails. I loved that class. What else was really exciting? I think the passion that came from Rick Bennett today really excited me. I've not seen the passion. He's a wonderful man. He's a wonderful leader, someone to look up to and ask for assistance and see his foresight. But today, he had passion like ever before, and he is our fearless leader. Mm-hmm. And I loved to see that, and I want to follow him, and I want to follow his direction. I want to do good for him, you know?
Yeah. One last question. What do you think this tax reform plan that just passed in December, what do you think that's going to do for your business?
Well, I'm hoping it benefits us because there's a lot more things that I want to do. So the money that we're going to save in certain arenas, maybe I can take on Lighting One. Who knows? I need to diversify.
So you can depreciate expenses. That's what you're thinking about.
Correct.
But what do you think is going to happen? Because I think the consumer is going to have more disposable income. You think they can spend it on flooring?
Well, I don't see why not. They're in their homes. You know, our store, that's our demographic. So I don't want to say that we're totally high end, but the people that are able to have that tax break are going to say, "Where I need to invest it." So they're either going to travel or they're going to invest it back into their home. And we're the store that they need to come and see.
Okay, now I do have one more question. When's the 50th birthday party?
I think it's going to be in August, but I can't say because I don't want my mom to know. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
But you're more than welcome to come.
All right, Kathy, great to talk to you again. We're talking to Kathy Buchanan, the owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.